Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
It's not only Friday, but I've already had a great morning.
Yeah. Why is your morning great?
Well, because it's just the day. But, you know, it all started, my story, that is, in a drive-thru. Oh, what better drive-thru?
And that's a good start to a day?
Well, when it involves coffee.
Oh, okay.
You know our thing.
That's how I like to start my day. Not really, but
I know.
You do.
Yeah, I always do. You know, we're coming to the studio. And so I get up and to the window, you know, to get my beloved friend the coffee.
Right.
And someone has paid for it.
Really?
And that's such a blessing that happens all the time.
All the time? Well, you must be famous or something.
Or just in a lot of coffee lines.
I don't think anyone's ever paid for something in a coffee, like just the cars, like not like they see you standing behind them and go, oh, hey, partner, I know you from something. So literally just randomly,
So when someone pays for you, then you pay many times for the person behind you.
Oh,
and it's this whole, it's people that drink coffee are kind. That's all I have to tell you. Yeah.
I guess.
So you've never had someone pay for you in a drive-thru?
No, I've never had that. Now, I did have, we went through the drive-thru and we had our dog with us and they gave us some whipped cream on a straw. And that now, every time we go through any drive-thru, he thinks someone's going to pay for him.
He's looking for some whipped cream.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to get something. But yeah, I guess I must just not be a very...
you're not in coffee line.
A very nice person or something.
Well, I think it's the fact that you're not there for coffee.
I'm not in the right culture.
That's right.
So I have to get in the coffee culture.
I think we need to start something today. This is a day that, you know, if you're in a coffee line or in maybe even a burger line, I don't know, whatever line you're in, pay it forward. Do something nice. Now, I will tell you, one time I said, you know, I was being very generous and thinking it was a cup of coffee. It was eight people that had all had ordered something. It was like, you know, a pretty hefty little bill.
Yeah.
And I'd already got myself into it. And so it was kind of our grocery money that went to the car behind me.
Oh,
so it can happen.
Yeah.
So you might want to say, I'll pay for a couple of coffees.
Right.
Or whatever that is. But, you know, there is something that you just start your day off because someone has shown you kindness. And I think that's the whole thing. And so, you know, one of the principles of living the with God life is understanding that we're in this together, that we're partners. In fact, in the book of Philippians, right at the very first, the chapter one, it talks about the fact that we are partners in the wonderful grace of God. And grace of God means that, you don't deserve it. You don't know who's behind you in that car or whoever you're blessing. That's not the point. The point is that we're giving a gift of grace. And I don't know, have you ever heard of the guy? His name is Bob Goff.
I only heard about him recently when you were talking about him.
Oh, that's right.
When I looked him up. So
okay. He just recently wrote the book, Everybody Always, and that's his second book, although he says it's his third because the second one that he was writing in this one that he publishes, his laptop was stolen out of his van, and he had not put his... he had not backed up his words.
Oh, wow.
So he kind of rewrote it.
Wow.
Yeah, note to self, right? Yeah. but he has this great quote that I wanted to share, and it's from his book, Everybody Always, and it says, sometimes we wait for permission or a plan or a calling or a mystical sign from God before we get started. It could work that way, I suppose. What I've found, though, is when we're looking for a plan, God often sends a person.
That's a cool quote.
Isn't that? And it really is, to me, what really inspired me from this is to always be looking around me.
Yeah.
And knowing that with God, God is always up to something. And that I don't have to wonder, oh, is this about God? Because God is always on the move and really wanting me to see who is around me and what is around me, that I can be a part of God's work.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. There really are opportunities all around us where we can do things.
Right.
We don't have to necessarily sit thinking, will there be an opportunity? No, they're there.
Right. I mean, in just, you know, in all kidding aside, you know, for someone that doesn't know me, really can't see me, and yet is paying for, you know, a cup of coffee, and that it matters so much to me because it's about caring and about kindness. And this world needs something so important, and that is to know that they matter.
Yeah.
everybody. I like his title. I just love his title, Everybody Always, that we include even the people that we might consider to be, you know, a pill.
I don't know anybody like that.
But you know, yeah. Well, we all have that kind of
right,
list.
Right.
And yet they are not to be separated from this. Yes, we have boundaries and guardrails, but at the end of the day, everybody needs to know that they matter.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.